Future Project, where we will be talking about the movie Meet Them Bodies Saints. I'm Caitlin, and I'm the current leisure editor. This is Devin.
Hey guys, I'm the current assistant leisure editor.
And I'm Amy, I'm the current halftime leisure editor.
Okay, just to give you guys a little background on the movie, it stars Casey Affleck, Rooney Mara, and Ben Foster. Casey and Rooney are Bob and Ruth, and they are part of kind of a small town criminal gang in Western Texas in the 1970s. And the movie begins with them in kind of a stalemate with the police, and Ruth shoots a police officer by accident, and Casey Affleck takes the fall for her and goes to jail in her place. So essentially the film then jumps a few years ahead of time, and it kind of explores their love story in the past and in the present. So if you guys just want to give your first thoughts on the film.
I watched this film because Caitlin highly recommended it to me, and we usually have a very similar taste in movies, so I watched it on Netflix on the floor of my dorm eating a Korean pie pizza. Shout out to Korean pie. And I really liked it. I really didn't know what I was getting into. Like, I watched the trailer and I was kind of like, blah, like, this looks kind of like like boring, I don't know. But it was really beautiful, like, when you just kind of focused on it, I thought. So that's my initial take.
You gotta trust me.
Yep.
So I watched this movie for the first time yesterday, actually, and I would overall probably give it like a B+. I am not a movie expert, these two are, but my initial thoughts were I was really impressed and blown away by the cinematography. I think every single shot was just so well done, and the use of music, which I think we'll get into more later, but the soundtrack in this film is really incredible, and the use of music and noise and silence I also thought was really good at enhancing the overall plot of the film. But in terms of like feeling connected to the characters and the plot line in general, I think it sort of fell flat on that for me. So,
okay.
Wow.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't doubt your movie expertise.
No.
We are not experts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
We just have strong opinions.
Yeah.
So I think we can kind of move in on the plot from there, mm-hmm. to talk a little more about it. I feel like one of the reasons I really enjoyed the film personally was the director's choice not to necessarily like give us every single detail. Like, we don't know why they are part of this kind of small town, like criminal gang almost, and how they got into that. And I just thought it really gave viewers a chance to fill in the details for yourself. But
yeah, I definitely agree. It's the film like respects the audience to be smart enough to fill in the gaps, and it doesn't leave anything like hanging for you, but it's not like exposition the entire like first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, the pieces definitely fall together, and they do it in a very subtle way that I found like very realistic, and a refreshing thing.
I agree.
Yeah. I think I kept expecting there to be like more explanation, especially towards the end of the middle to end of the film. I thought we were going to get some more background on their criminal history and like why they were involved in it, that I thought would make me feel more empathetic, especially towards Bob. Like, I thought maybe it would come out that it was for some big noble purpose, or there was something like greater behind it. I don't know what that says about me, but like but like I think I was sort of like hoping for that, and then when I didn't get it, I was like, oh, that's kind of a letdown, you know?
Yeah
I can see that.
Yeah.
I feel like one of the things I did really like was that Ruth, Rudy Mara's character, wasn't this damsel in distress. Like, oh, she shot this cop, and she, although she let Bob take the fall for her, she knew, like, she even told her friend, she was like, I knew what I was doing when I got into this.
Yeah.
She wasn't just, like, an innocent bystander, and I feel like I just liked that aspect.
Yeah, and Devin, you had a different take on that, right?
Well, I kind of think I rethought it. So I actually turned to Amy at one point, and I said, I don't think she's, like, that strong of a female character. And then I, like, immediately rethought it.
Devin!
I think I had this, like, I think now I have this image in my mind that, like, especially maybe with a lot of the more, like, action-based films that are coming out, that the female lead has to be very aggressive and sort of take on this, like, male, the way we think about, like, male characters being strong in films, but I think when I, after I said that comment and Amy and I talked about it for a second, I was like, actually, she's taking care of her child, and so she might not be, like, this strong character in the way that I might think about strong characters typically being, but she has strength in her own right, and so I actually did really like her as a character, despite that.
I agree, and I think she ends up, the strength she had to kind of move on from Bob, even when he's coming back from them, she knew that wasn't going to be the best decision for her child, so I feel like that shows a lot of strength, and it is just, like, a very different way than you normally think of.
Yeah.
I really like how you said that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Rooney Mara's performance also just adds so much to the strength of the character. Like, I could see in another actress's hands, maybe, like, she could appear a little more weak. I don't know. I can't think of anybody off the bat, but, yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed Rooney Mara's performance. This is the first film I've ever seen her in, except for The Social Network, which doesn't really count. So I definitely need to look up more movies with Rooney Mara in it. What did you guys think of the performances?
I think it was definitely, it's not a very dialogue-heavy film, so I think they really had a responsibility, especially, like, Affleck and Mara, to kind of get across a lot of their emotions with their facial expressions, and I think they both did a great job of that. Even Ben Foster, as the local policeman, like, he did an amazing job,
and
Yeah, I think one thing that really stood out to me is that because it wasn't dialogue heavy, it was so reliant on, like, you noticing all these little details in the background. Like, every single scene was so well shot. I was just, like, so impressed by the, like, the use of lighting and, like, the little details they had. Like, there were just a lot of different things that I feel like added more character to the movie than, like, any dialogue possibly could.
That's the shots were so good. There's this one shot of, so Rooney and, or should use their character names, Bob and Ruth have a little girl and that he's never met because he was in jail. And she's about, like, 3 or 4. I think she turns 4 and during the movie's, like, duration. And she's, like, eating, like, cookie mix out of this huge bowl. And they got literally the cutest little girl ever in the world to play this girl. And, like, a cat is, like, I don't know, behind her. It's just such a sweet shot. It could have been, like, a Norman Rockwell painting. I don't know. I agree with Devin. Every shot was, like, very artfully crafted and, like, just contributed to, like, the very ethereal mood and tone of the entire movie. Yeah.
I definitely agree. I read a few reviews about how this film has been compared a lot to Terrence Malick, kind of, like, a lot of those naturalistic elements, which I love movies. But if you want to talk a little more about that, because it's set in kind of Texas, I feel like they did a great job even just, like, like, getting these, like, long, like, shots, like, the sky and, like, a lot of, like, the town is obviously very small and I don't know, I feel like they just did a great job of getting
they, like,
the
paint
feeling.
This character of the town. Like, the town is, like, a character in itself.
Yeah, I thought the use of light and darkness was also really interesting. I thought it was really beautiful.
It starts off in their past when they are first together, and that's a lot of, like, the light scenes. Like, they're in that field.
The montages.
Wow. Amazing. But then by the end, it does get progressively darker, especially when Bob is kind of, he comes back to the town, and he has to deal with a lot of the people who are after him, essentially, for his crimes.
I think the suspense of that is also just, like, such a presence throughout the entire film. Like, as soon as he escapes, the viewer is like, oh, is he going to get caught? Is he going to get caught? Like, any moment, I'm like, why is he walking around? Like, I think that, like, you have a little bit of that, like, tension throughout, like, most of the film, and that's kind of exciting, too.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I was worried.
what do we think? I know we talked of Mara's performance, but of Affleck's performance too, in particular, of him as a leading man versus Foster, even if we want to kind of compare their two characters a little
bit. I thought Affleck did a really good job. I think this was the first film I've seen him in as well, but yeah, I think we've already talked, both performances are very subtle, but they do convey a lot of emotion without much dialogue, like you said, Caitlin.
Yeah,
he did have that one monologue when he's talking to Nate Parker's character about, like, his friend, Nate Parker, who's helping him out, asks him how he escaped, and he has, like, this very interesting monologue about how he did it. Like, he claims he, like, walked through the bars because he is the devil, but now he's just a man. And it was just very beautiful.
It was.
I really liked that monologue.
Yeah. And that's another, like, like, you don't ever really find out, right?
Is
there a part where you, like, find out, like, exactly, like, how he escaped? Or do you?
He says at the very end, yeah, but he doesn't elaborate at all. Like, Nate Parker's like, I heard that you jumped off a work, cart or whatever. Like,
yeah. But they don't go into much detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also thought his performance was really good. I think I was more just bothered by his character because I was like, oh my gosh, this is just me, like, wanting, I think, more. I think that the reason that this movie is so compelling is in the simplicity, but I think I wanted more complexity in his character.
Yeah,
like, I wanted to know more, and I feel like for him it was so focused on just, like, his conviction to be with his wife and child, and that drove the film, but I wanted more, guys. I wanted more.
Right. That's fair.
Especially since he, like, has hurt people and, like,
you know,
it was hard for me to, like, really root for him.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. I can see that.
It's actually funny. I watched this film over break, like, right after I had seen Manchester by the Sea. So I was kind of comparing his performance in both of those.
Yeah.
If you don't know, he was nominated for the Oscar for Best Actor for Manchester, but I don't know, I think after Manchester I was like, wow, like, it's so heavy, and he does such a great job in that film, obviously. This one was just a very different vibe, almost, even though it was also heavy. He, like, played a very different character in this, almost a lot more passionate in a way, I feel like. I think they did a good job of kind of, in this film, like, a good contrast between Affleck and Ben Foster's character. Like, Affleck, between him and Mara, it's much more about, like, the passion. Like, they love each other, but they, like, fight. And it's very, and you know she's never gonna let him go, I feel like. She's, like, he is her one, like, great love. And Foster's, like, this super great guy.
Yeah.
And
he's, like, steady.
Yeah.
He's a policeman. He cares about her daughter.
Yeah.
He gives her a guitar even though she's, like, 4.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Yeah. But he's, like, I don't know. He was good. He's very...
No, he also...
Tame.
Yeah. He also had a good performance, but he didn't have, like, that much to work with.
No.
But I just really liked his character. Mm-hmm. Like,
true.
I'm a fan of the steady, well-paid gentleman instead of the ex-con.
Caitlin, on the other hand.
Yeah. I'm just, like, rolling my eyes up here. I think it's just because I love, like, I want that passion. Like, come on. Like, it's so much, I don't know.
Yeah.
Their relationship is so much more, I feel like. He's fine.
He's safe.
But he's gonna,
in quotes,
Ben Affleck's gonna get them killed.
It's epic. It's an epic
also
love.
Ben Affleck, probably. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, not Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. They look
Bob.
So similar. Yeah, Bob.
Casey's better.
True. Yeah. That's not a very hot take, though.
No.
Okay, should we delve into something? Oh, yeah.
What was your question?
Oh, I was just going to ask, if you were Ruth, what would you do? Would you go with the quote-unquote tame, according to Caitlin, police
this is
officer.
This going to be very revealing a person.
Yeah, I know. Or the person she killed people with. Actually, it's not clear if they actually killed people. They probably just held people up for money, but still.
Yeah.
Traumatizing.
I mean, I guess I just said, like, oh, it's so much more of, like, this epic love, like, going with Bob, Affleck's character. But I think you also have to put yourself in her place, like, having the young daughter and doing your best for that. Mm-hmm. So, I guess I'll go with the good cop.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I think that, wasn't he in jail for 25 years, or he was sentenced to 25 years?
He was sentenced, but I think he was only in there
for
5.
For 4, but
he's however old.
But see,
the
I think if I, I don't know. Like, if you knew that someone was going to be in jail for 25 years, like, that's a long time. Although I don't know, it's not forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would, but
it depends. It depends.
Yeah.
We'll see. Cross that bridge when I get there.
What about you, Amy?
Oh, yeah. High key the policeman. Yeah. No way.
He's really into the policeman.
I am.
Oh.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
I love his little mustache.
okay.
Yeah, he takes such good care of her. And,
but it's interesting, too, that...
Not like she needs it, but...
Right. True. It's interesting, too, that, like, he is such a central character, and the film makes you... like him, or like they portray him in a kind light, mm-hmm. even though he is also, you know,
yeah.
like actively attacking this Bob, you know,
yeah.
like it's kind of like, it's interesting that I think in most movies, like, you don't have that in mm-hmm. two characters that you are both fairly likable, you
yeah.
know? Like, who are you really rooting for, you know?
Yeah, so true. Wow. Good point. Non-movie expert.
You're nice.
Okay.
So, just since this is relevant, we thought we should bring up, for Casey Affleck, recently the charges from 2010 have come to light. Two sexual harassment charges for two of the women who were on his film that he directed, I'm Still Here. And we just thought that we should bring that up. And if either of you think that's problematic, just talk about that for a quick second.
Yeah, I've really been struggling with this question, like, whether you can separate the art from the artist, but we definitely don't have time to, like, have a full discussion on that, but it was definitely, I didn't know about it the first time I watched it, but the second time I rewatched it, I did obviously know about it, and it definitely was on the back of my mind. I don't know, man, it's such a great performance, but he definitely did... some shitty things, so I don't know. I'm just gonna give a non-answer and say I'm still thinking about it, probably.
I think for me, it's almost like after I have that knowledge, I don't necessarily want to, like, financially support that person anymore. So I think, like, going forward, like, if he were to come out with a film that I really wanted to see, I might think twice about, like, paying the full price of a movie ticket, you know? I think, which is maybe, like, a small thing, but I feel like... And just even, like, having that knowledge and knowing that I might be, like, supporting something like that would sort of take away from the art for me. But, you know, that being said, like, obviously, I think I can still watch this movie and, like, talk about it and appreciate it in its own right, despite that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Still pending as well.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I think I'm such a movie lover. I feel like I at least have to try to attempt to separate the two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because also, like, so much work goes into creating a movie. Like, obviously, one actor shouldn't affect all these other people who have put in the work for
it.
So I feel like you at least have to try, even though it is kind of always going to be at the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's definitely personal. Like, where would you draw the line? You can't just say... universally, it's
very
clear that I am going to watch it or not.
And also, like, there's so many people that end up working on all of the things that we consume as humans that it's like, if you really are going to parcel apart these different issues, it's much more complicated than that. But I think it's still something that, to at least be even having the conversation, I think is an important step.
I agree.
Definitely.
Okay. Also, just one last thing, if you guys would like to talk about kind of this doomed love theme, like, as a kind of genre of movies.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, my favorite genre of movies, perhaps.
I think it is. No, but it's interesting because it's not, like, teen, you know, it's definitely, you know, we're obviously more sophisticated than that. No, but it is interesting. Like, this is a very specific, Kaylin, what are some examples of movies? Because I feel like that would help flesh out this genre that you're creating.
Sure, yeah. I like this. I will say one of my favorites, personal favorites, is Atonement.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley,
Why
can't
I forget that guy's name, but
yeah, he's in the X-Men movie, too. Well, it's fine. But they end up both dying at the end, spoiler alert, but you should probably know that by now, because this movie came out years ago, but, amazing movie. I guess also the movie 45 Years, maybe, Blue Jay. Do you want to go into those two?
Yeah, those, I just watched them recently. I'm just very into, as you will find out, or if you listen to the La La Land podcast, I'm very into movies that go into, like, dynamics of romantic relationships, just because I find it, like, very fascinating. Yeah, so both those movies do that. They're both in black and white. They're both, like, pretty much just a cast of two people, like, the man and the woman. And so, yeah, if there's a theme there, I don't know, could be something analyze on a couch or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Devin, what do you feel? Because I feel like you're maybe not as into this. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but...
I don't know. I feel like my main experience with this genre is, like, the Shakespeare tragedy, like reading, like, you know what I mean, like the Romeo Juliet, like English class in circa high school. I don't know. I think I like it, but there's I don't love it. You know, I can't like relish in it because it makes me sad and I want to emotionally detach. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, because these aren't, like, these definitely aren't, these are far from melodramatic, in my opinion. Like, Ain't the Body Saints is literally anti-melodrama.
That's
like,
true.
In its subtlety, in its, like...
nuance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is, I think so, too.
Yeah. So I think there's, like, a difference to talk about there.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, like...
Yeah, there's definitely a difference between, like, the Shakespeare tragedy and the doomed love genre of, like, modern film.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And... yeah, that was just kind of what I connected it with.
Yeah, maybe the word doomed has too many connotations. Maybe
that's
like,
true.
Like, messy love or something. Yeah.
They don't have to die.
But that is a plus for Caitlin.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, more so the complexities of the relationship.
Yeah.
Like we said. And, I don't know, the subtleties. It's just so interesting to me. Especially if you have such... strong actors like in these roles. It's just always gonna be good. I feel like.
Great.
Well, it's our time. Are we? If we just wanna have like a final thought on the film, on the actors, you guys?
I would say go watch it. It's on Netflix, but also remember about Casey Affleck's sexual harassment charges. Keep that in the back of your mind. Do with it what you will, but yes.
I think, in, like, one sentence, I think it gave me a new appreciation for, like, simplicity in film, and not there doesn't have to be, like, so much happening for you to appreciate it, so that's my takeaway.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all I'm in on, I will say this is one of my favorite movies at the moment. Please go watch it just to humor me. Maybe I'll just go watch it again.
Yeah.
It just combines everything I love in a movie. It's very simple, very nuanced. Mara and Affleck did a great job, but of course, keep those charges at the back of your mind. Think about that for sure. You can find this on thegeorgetownvoice.com. Also, please subscribe to the Voice Podcast Network on iTunes. If you guys want to follow us personally on Twitter, mine is C_Manite.
Mine is Devin O'Dwyer.
I do not have a Twitter.
Come on. We're working on getting off on social media.
I know.
You should also follow at GTownVoice and at HalftimeGU on Twitter. And thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.